From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Kabul today on his first visit to Afghanistan since the U.S. troop surge got underway in December. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Gates addressed the politically thorny issue of corruption.
I do have concerns that with the billions and billions of dollars coming into Afghanistan from the international community, that assistance itself has become one of those sources of corruption.
Gates also said there have been major successes on the battlefield, but he warned a lot more fighting is to come. President Obama took to the road today to build public support for his proposal to overhaul health care. He's hoping it'll increase pressure on Congress to take action. Today's stop, Arcadia College outside Philadelphia.
How many more years can the federal budget handle the crushing costs of Medicare and Medicaid? That's the debt you're going to have to pay, young people.
The president holds another rally Wednesday in St. Louis. The Obama administration plans to scrutinize schools for civil rights violations and racial achievement gaps. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Education Secretary Arne Duncan highlighted the stepped-up effort in a visit today to Selma, Alabama.
Duncan pointed to educational achievement disparities between Black, white, and Latino students and called it the civil rights issue of our generation. His appearance coincides with the anniversary of the 1965 Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March. He says despite how far the country has come in the last 45 years, there are still ongoing barriers to equal educational opportunity. He says the Education Department's Office of Civil Rights has not been as vigilant as it should have been in the past decade, and promised broader civil rights reviews of the nation's schools. Duncan also visited schools in Montgomery, where he questioned why Alabama lawmakers have rejected charter schools. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
President Obama has chosen a new chief for the Transportation Security Administration. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The president has named retired General Robert Harding to lead the TSA, which has been without a permanent administrator since Mr. Obama took office. Harding was the deputy to the Army's chief of intelligence and served as director of operations for the Defense Intelligence Agency, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
The president and I both believe that General Harding has the experience and perspective to make a real difference in carrying out the mission of this agency.
The president's first choice withdrew after it became clear he would face a tough confirmation battle. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Worries that health care changes could reduce insurance company profits helped bring the Dow down today. It lost 13 points to close at 10,522. The Nasdaq gained 5, closing at 2,332. This is NPR. Northrop Grumman says it will no longer bid on a $35 billion contract to build a new refueling tanker for the Air Force. That ends a long bidding war between Northrop and Boeing, which is now the only bidder. Northrop says the Pentagon's latest requirements for the tanker clearly favor Boeing's plans. A new study finds that about one-fourth of all the carbon dioxide emissions around the world come from manufacturing goods that are then traded internationally. NPR's Richard Harris reports that means American and European consumers are benefiting from China's emissions.
China is the world's leading emitter of carbon dioxide, a gas that contributes to the greenhouse effect. But a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences shows that about one quarter of China's emissions are the result of manufacturing goods that China then exports to wealthy consumers like us. United States carbon emissions are actually about 11% higher than what we normally account for when you add in imports and subtract our exports. The authors at the Carnegie Institution for Science say international climate agreement should account for not just where the smokestacks are, but where the consumers are when considering a fair way to share the cost of reducing greenhouse gases. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Toyota made a concerted effort today to counter claims that faulty electronics are responsible for its runaway cars and trucks. At the carmaker's North American headquarters in California today, the company assembled a group of experts to refute studies that showed Toyota engines could be revved without a driver pushing on the gas pedal. The experts said the experiments were done under unrealistic conditions. Toyota says mechanical flaws were behind the problem that led to millions of recalls. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.